It's your boy, your man, your brother, the one and only. But you know what? We ain't gonna even go through all that. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what time it is. And once again, like the story says, it's right. Just like that. We're gonna run this town tonight. You might have missed him the first time, the last time, or you may have missed him the first go-round, but we got him back in the studio again. Yeah, you hear the voice. You know the nature. You know the flavor. So, let's get right on into it. My man, don't you say a word right now. Don't you say a word. He anxious and you ready to get up on the mic. That's cool, and I can appreciate that. But, hey. We gotta intro the show. Man, you should be tuned in. Sitting here with the Kang.
Yo.
Kang.
It's the Kang.
Speak up like just like the Kang. Right on.
What's going on, pal?
For sure, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So, look, last time we sat here, man, you know what I'm saying? We was on some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? We was really just getting into your music and all that.
Right.
And we really wanted to talk on vibe on, you know, on that part. Now, we're just going to actually, dog, going to have a conversation.
Right.
As if we didn't have a conversation previously before.
Right.
You know what
I
mean? So, this episode, like all the rest, they're unedited.
Right.
They're unscripted, okay. And they're unplanned. You know what I'm saying? You and I have had the chance now for the weekend, basically.
Right.
So we've been kicking it. You know what I'm saying? And undisclosed location.
Right.
Yeah. And right on. All the players know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We just going to kick it right now and just, you know what I'm saying? Just let you just spell on the mic. You know what I'm saying? Introduce yourself. Like they say in the Baptist church. You know what I'm saying? Introduce yourself and reintroduce yourself to others.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if you ever been in a Baptist church. Shit. You don't look like the type you ever been in a Baptist church.
Shit, I'm from goddamn Georgia. You know I done been in Plano.
Right on, man. Yeah, so yeah. Going on here with it, get on.
What's going on, man? Oh,
yeah. It's shit. It is what it is. Like I said. Let's get a brother.
Hey, what's going on, man?
It's you want that on the mic?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, fuck it. Right on. You know what I'm saying?
They know what's going on, man. For the last time, you know what I do. Hey, what's going on? It's the Kang, man. What's up? What's up with everybody out there?
You know what I'm saying? Anybody you shout out real quick?
Not at the moment, but I'm pretty much sure it's going to come to me through the conversation.
So, look, let me ask you this, man. What's the story? What's the reason? What's happening, popping, that you came back for the second interview, man?
Man, you know me, man. I just love to run my mouth, and I fuck with y'all.
You
so,
do that well.
You know, I was like, "Hey, dog, what's going on, man? Let me swing through because I was up
right
on. I was up in the undisclosed area, you know. Anyway,
sure.
On some other shit.
Sure.
And opportunity, man, and preparation.
Right on.
It came together.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you stay ready, you ain't never got to get ready.
That's what they told me, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they told me.
That shit obviously has been working for you.
Yeah,
you know what
man.
I mean? It's right on.
I can't complain at all.
Okay. So what's been popping new with you?
Oh, man, not too much, man. You know, last time we spoke, I was getting ready to put out a little music or whatever. So did the finishing touches on that these past couple of months and everything. And just been, I don't know, man, just really been kicking it, man. enjoying this damn quarantine.
You know what? That's a hell of a fine thing to say, because a lot of cats ain't really been doggone enjoying the quarantine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You found a way to blossom throughout the quarantine.
Yeah, man. That's honestly, that's my element. And, you know, I'm pretty much sure all the introverts out there can attest to it. We've been practicing for this our whole life. But I've been waiting on them to tell me I'm not allowed to have contact with other folks. Thank you.
Who you telling? I've been social distancing since I was fucking 10 years old.
Yeah, look, you know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't nothing for me. Oh, now it's a law? Okay, yeah. Right on.
It's a dream come true, you know what I mean? And so without the human interaction, man, I've been able to, you know, flourish on my own, or, you know, excuse me, I don't know, just it's the best thing that could have ever happened to me, in my opinion.
So let me ask you this. Now, okay, we're going to sit here, we're sitting here on the mic, you know what I'm saying, and this may be the first time that some individuals may have heard from you, because we're on the worldwide spectrum right now.
Right.
So, introduce yourself a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Tell them what you're about, tell them your music, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. I mean, it's more than just you being in quarantine, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The whole other, you know, it's more to the man. We're sitting here with the man, the myth, the legend.
Like I always tell everybody,
if I don't bow down to you, nah. You know what I'm saying? I've been on this dude's trail. If y'all don't believe him, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't believe him, then at least believe me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll school you before I fool you.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I'm dealing with a real deal right now. You know what I'm saying? Sitting in these studios right now. So it's a pleasure and honor for me to sit here and actually talk to this dude just mano a mano, one on one, you know what I'm saying? Tag without the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
man.
if you ain't checked him out, check him out. Run a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? Your resume, just a little bit. Let them know about your music. Let them know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just catch him up, man. Catch him, you know what I'm saying? Give him some catch up so they don't be mustard.
Shit, with a intro like that, man, I ain't gonna be able to live up to that, man.
Shit. Like, talking about, man, this one united, and you sit right here on Talk Black to me, man.
It sound like
it's just me. Look,
not look real it, quick.
Look, it's just me and you, and about 1,000 other listeners right now. You know, we all family. Come on.
You gave me that intro they gave Apollo Creed on Rocky.
Oh,
Master
shit.
Of Disaster, and nothing but nah, man. Hey, it's your boy, man. It's the K, man. You know, like I tell everybody, man, I'm just an ordinary dude, man, and sometimes find himself in extraordinary situations. You know what I mean? And I'm just, you know, just your average little dude from a little small town in Georgia, man. I mean, it ain't too much about me, man. I'm not, it's no great underlying mystery or anything like that.
Only thing I'm going to say is y'all better watch out for this motherfucker because, you know what I mean, on the mic, you blasting. On the mic, you blasting. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, what we're going to do is, in case they missed the first one, and if you missed it, you already know you slow.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's go ahead and bump one right now just for the giddy up. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. We can do that.
And the track we playing right now is?
Oh, man, it's going to be that 420 vibes. Man.
Right on.
Let y'all check that out.
420 vibe. That's what I'm talking about, man. Let's let that thing play on now. And we might have some conversation about that joint. We may not, but, you know, Talk Black to me. And here it is.
Thank you. my high. Get the fuck around me with them negative vibes. I can't have you bitches stressing my high. Don't take this wrong, I'm in my meat zone. And if you with that bullshit, please leave me alone. I'm in my safe place, don't wanna flash out. But you keep on pushing it, and I will cut your ass out. That's a part of me we really don't wanna see. If you knew like I knew, then you would let me be. You would let me keep my peace, you would help me tame the beast. So remember the first rule at the very least. Get the fuck from around me with them negative vibes. I can't have you bitches stressing my high. Get the fuck from around me with them negative vibes. I can't have you bitches stressing my high. Nope, I'm just practicing for them. Nope, every time they ask me something. Nope, quick on the draw like nope. You should've let me be. I'm just trying to protect my peace. Get the fuck from around me with them negative vibes. I can't have you bitches stressing my eyes.
Get the fuck right around on, right me on, with the negative vibes. I can't have you. You got a story you
want to
tell behind that one?
Oh, nah, man. Like, that one was pretty much self-explanatory. All right, you know, all right, cool. Leave me the hell alone and let me goddamn chill, man. That's
look,
it.
Live you and know let what? Live. We was vibing in the pre-show.
Right.
And you were talking about exactly that. You know what I'm saying? How you basically were just a recluse. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, just me unless it bothered me.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Not at all, man. Just, you know, I believe everybody do what everybody want to do or need to do or whatever. Well, like, however it is, just, you know, I like to try to keep my interactions to a minimum.
Right.
Like, I got certain people that I fuck with that they'll tell you I'm a motor mouth and I'll never shut the fuck up.
Right. But Jolly and One United and Talk right, Black to me is obviously,
of course, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? One of those few. Cool.
But for the most part, man, like, I don't like to have unnecessary conversations.
For sure.
Like, if we get something done, like, just cut all the fat back off and let's get to the fucking meat of the situation.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Use as few words as needed to get your point across. Because all of the access, like, let's say, for instance, if I ask you to do something for me and you say no, that's fine. I'm not fucked up about it. But you don't have to explain your no to me. Because the bottom line is, it's a no. It don't matter what it took for us to get there, what all twists and turns we took to get there, it still arrived at the same fucking point. And that's what I'm focused on in our conversation. What is the point? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, bro, I feel you got something heavy, you know what I'm saying, that you want to drop. Someone dropped some heavy stuff on you right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to get to the point to where I want to get basically into some real life world affairs. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be real vague when I ask this question, but you can take it where you want to go with it. What's your opinion on the mind state of world affairs?
Oh man, you got a minute? Nah. My opinion.
Yeah, I mean, pick a topic. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now.
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. I have an opinion on a lot of things, but I really don't care about anything. So, what my opinion is based on is not my emotional, like, I'm not emotionally attached to my opinion. Like, I don't give a fuck if it go this way or that way. I just think, like, hey, maybe it go this way. Because my opinion, it goes from this side to this side. All I'm doing is just pointing out the pros and cons of each side. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, the fucking Capitol riot shit. Not the second one they just had, but the original one with Buddy that was dressed up like the motherfucking shaman and like whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take that. First thing, when that shit happened, the first thing everybody started saying was, oh, you know how that motherfucker would have ended if they was black and all that, right? You know, basically saying everybody would have got the shit shot out of them, which is true, but not for the reason, not for the reason that everybody think. See, the reason why they would have shot the fuck up out the black folks is because they know that the black folks ain't finna do nothing but start marching and praying and wait on Al Sharpton to get on TV and tell them how wrong they is. And that's it. But if they would have shot them god doggone motherfucking Southern American, Appalachian Americans, if they would have shot at them, they know Bubba and them were gonna round it the fuck up and come back busting some more. They would have got down, went to war with their ass. You dig what I'm saying? Because you gotta think about it, man. They taught us this shit in their school and their educational system, dog. Every time motherfuckers in this country don't agree with what the ruling class doing, we say fuck it and buck it. You dig what I'm saying? Like when them niggas was like, look, nigga, we not making no money off this tea, and you steady taxing us for this motherfucking tea. We don't even fucking drink tea. They dumped that shit in the motherfucking river. And fuck, was like, what's up?
Fuck your tea.
Hell yeah, fuck your tea. Shit, when the motherfucking Southerners was like, hey, we want to keep the niggas, they was like, nah, y'all can't keep the niggas. They was like, you know what? Well, fuck y'all. We got our own nation and our niggas. What y'all gonna do?
I tell you,
you
what
I'm saying?
On that note right there, so we're gonna take us a real hot one right here. You know what I'm saying? Because we're sitting here talking to the Kang. K-A-N-G.
It's the Kang.
You know what I'm saying? The Kang. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, man, if you listen to this episode right here, then you listen to a bad one. You listen to one of the best ones we ever dropped. It was a, shit, in my opinion, all of them are the best ones. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go out with another one of your tracks because I know you don't want the exposure. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know you're just trying to sit in the studio and be on some laid back, but we profile you. You know what I'm saying? What we going out with on this one? What's the name of this one?
You gonna bump that long way.
That long way, strong way.
Yeah, right on. You gonna do that.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. All right, cool. Right on, man. One United. Talk back to me. We'll be right back.
I done came a long way. Remember I used to be fucked up. Nobody wanna give me shit. I was down on my dick. Thank God I'm a hustler. It was night that I didn't sleep. High wide with the sunrise. Stomach digging in my bag. Struggling trying to get a snack. Now the day gone bye bye. I done came a long way. Remember I used to be fucked up. Nobody wanna I was down on my dick, thank God I'm a hustler. It was night that I didn't sleep. High wide with the sunrise. Stomach digging in my bag, I'm trying to get a snack. Now the day gone bye bye. You don't know what I've been through. You ain't got the right to judge me. Cause shit that would've broke you. Ain't even much but me. I done slipped and been, but I never did fold. And my money ran low, I was out in the cold. Slipped on trap, I'll flow. Damn like I ain't know. Let it pretend they get, they thought about me to the mold. Friends turn to foes, family turning up they nose. Opportunity ain't knock, I get down it though. I remember times that hit the climb I called. But everything I'm old, better believe I'm getting it all. Cause I done came a long way.
Sitting here still talking and chatting with the Kang.
Yo, welcome back.
My brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We was talking about the doggone, the whole, the Capitol lockdown and, you know what I'm saying, how them stump jumpers did their thing and all that good stuff.
The point that I was getting at
is
I'm not saying what they did was necessarily right or wrong. I fucking understand, my nigga, because if anything, them son of a bitches showed me what they taught me all my school years that America was about anyway, motherfucker. This is goddamn America, and we don't like this bullshit y'all doing. Now, whatever they determine to be bullshit, that's all subjective, you know what I mean? But the heart of what they were doing, I fucking get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
like,
you on it.
I fucking get it. Like, right. Hey, that's what America was motherfucking built on.
But you know what? And I'm going to tell you. I know this was a couple months ago. But I'm going to tell you. I really feel that was the opportune time right there for everybody that was any type of adverse revolutionary, I should say. You know what I'm saying? Or any type of adverse. Anytime your enemy is warring amongst themselves, is an opportunity for your progression. You know what I'm saying? If you got Joe and Jack across the street and they doggone fighting against each other, but they all had beef against you, black folks, that's the time for you to escalate. That's the time for you to motivate and move. Make a move while they ain't looking. Am I wrong? Hence the Civil War. Our biggest strategy, as history has shown us, in these states, was during the Civil War. Our biggest escapes was when our enemies, North and South, were both fighting against each other. They attention ain't on us now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the biggest escapes were made during that. That's when they lost the most, what we would say, slaves. I prefer to call them enslaved people, because it was a time for us to strive.
Prisoners of war. That's what they were.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? And your prisoners of war, you know what I'm saying, were able to strategize and move out. They saw the time, strategize, move out, while y'all fighting against each other. Your attention ain't on us now.
To jump back just a little bit towards the beginning of what you were just saying.
Right on.
The reason why quote unquote revolutionaries couldn't capitalize on the moment is basically because everybody that throw up a fist and call you king and say my brother, not saying that, see, we have a bad habit of considering different opinions as we look through the glasses of right and wrong. Mm. But just because we don't think the same don't mean one of us wrong and one of us right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the revolutionaries don't have the same end goal in mind. You know what I mean? So we're never going to get to this utopia that we dream of. Like, we basically playing the same game, like the same shit that we argue that they've done to us, we really doing, we using their same methods against us. Like, we really had this dream that we gonna be able to take over the system and reverse the roles in the system to where we're on top and so-called them. Like, even now, you can tell by my dialect, it's broken down into a us versus them. Mm. But I'm not trying to put it that way, you know what I mean? Mm. But we have this fabricated dream of we're going to be on top and they're going to understand what it's like to go through the suffrages that we've been through and all that and put them through a reverse Jim Crow and all that. But nobody seems to get the focused understanding that the problem isn't who's in what position in the system. The problem is the system itself, and nobody is trying to rebuild a brand new system. Mm. They just want to try them. They want the same system, but they just want it to work for them. And it's, even if it, we get the roles reversed, eventually it's going to come back to another head, because somebody, motherfuckers ain't going to continuously want to lose. And in that system, you have to have winners and losers, and don't nobody want to be the losers, and the losers is always going to be ready to goddamn take from the winners, and the winners is going to want to stop the, you know what I'm saying, the losers. So instead of fighting for positions in this dumbass game, fucking change the game. Like, my favorite movie of all time, fucking Matrix. Well, that's what I tell people, my favorite. My real favorite, don't tell nobody, is fucking Wizard of Oz. I fucking love Wizard of Oz. I don't give a fuck what time that bitch come on. I'm watching it. TBS, if I'm scrolling down on Netflix and that bitch pop up, I'm watching it commercial motherfucker free. But I love that shit, but I digress. So, we go back to the Matrix, right? And remember, they gave you the choice between the red and the blue pill. But see that bullshit, my nigga, because they... Like, in your mind, you got a choice. But it's bullshit, because what about the niggas that decided, I'm not going to take down one of them? Or what if a motherfucker just said, fuck it, I want to take both of them? See, those are choices too, but they making you think you have to either pick this or that, and that's it. You get what I'm saying? So with a system like that, of course, it's going to be winners and fucking losers. But we have to, if you want to be a real revolutionary, nigga, top of the motherfucking system. The system is broken. Like, fuck goddamn going to war with each other, nigga, because we are really victims of the system. Even the ones that so-called winning, you know what I'm saying? And on top shit, they got their own host of problems that they deal with, too. You dig what I'm saying? But in order for us not to deal with our motherfucking problems, we always project that shit outwardly. So there comes that them versus us shit. So, oh, it's all y'all fault why I fucked up. You dig what I'm saying?
You said something then. You feel me?
So while we sitting there pointing the finger, ain't nobody working towards no motherfucking solution, and we just give. Cause like, let's say you'll take a nigga that sound like me, right? And I'm all like, yeah, we gotta change the system and shit. And then after a while, I get so embedded into the motherfucking system and shit with the petty ass little differences and trying to goddamn voice my stance and show people that what I'm talking about is legit. I get caught up in that system and I forget about that shit. And then the shit is still perpetuated. You know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker that talk a good game. You know what I'm saying? Myself included. Like, yeah, this shit sound good, but I bet you tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm hitting that motherfucking clock to keep it in this fucking same system that I'm complaining about. But what I'm saying is, if you want to be a revolutionary, man, be a like, change it all the way. And until we could really got doggone, in my opinion, of course, until we could really have a dialogue on changing the whole entire motherfucking thing, then fuck all that other shit you talking about, my nigga. You just want to change parts of the system, but it's still the motherfucking system. You know what I'm saying? If I'm riding my 10-speed down the street and I get a flat tire, yeah, I'm going to change the tire, but I'm still on that ragged-ass goddamn 10-speed. You dig what I'm saying?
I like how you say that. I like how you vocalize that and say that, you know what I'm saying? It's just in my opinion. Because we're at a point in society where, you know what I'm saying, my opinion has to be fact and law.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
On certain aspects,
If you don't think my way, you wrong. No. Yeah. You feel me?
But at the same token, you could also...
We all been tricked and fucked up.
But at the same token, the same way a motherfucker will blame you and be like, hey, you're wrong and that's against the law because you don't think the way I think, you got the same right they do to bitch and moan about it. Like, look, they done goddamn softened up society, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who you telling?
I recommend everybody within earshot of me to read motherfucking George Orwell, 1984. Like, he wrote this shit so many years ago, and that shit holds true now. Like, they got safe speech. Like, there's certain words you can and can't use. The goddamn, like, dog, they will fuck up your life for some shit you said way back in 1998.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And the people that's complaining was born in 1999.
Facts. Look,
like, how did that affect your life?
Look, why are you touching on that? Let's go ahead and deal with the cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's call it out for what it is. I mean,
well, here's the thing.
Look, before you get into it, let me drop this shit real quick. We got motherfucking who we gonna cancel as far as cartoon characters so far. You know what I'm saying? Just the cartoon characters that motherfuckers grew up with.
I know the skunk.
Pepe Le Pew.
I remember the skunk.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking, I saw Peter Pan. I'm not sure if that was true. Oh, you know what I'm saying? But that flaky motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Hey, this is our shit. We can talk how we want to talk on this motherfucker. Look. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but for real,
But I'm saying, though, the council culture is not a ruling body. Like,
who is? Who controls that shit?
It don't matter. Let me show you something. The mother
that does matter, though.
No, because if you, like, the media is telling you when and who to be mad at, when to be pissed off, and then they give you a target. And really, you just got to, like I said, red or blue pill. How about I take none of them? You did what I'm saying?
But they tell you
the council culture only got power because the people give it power. Like, you can't tell me what the fuck I'm finna watch. Think about it. Oh, we canceling this thing. Man, fuck you. I still got clips. Like, how the hell you gonna tell me what's entertaining to me? I understand you offended. Don't fucking watch it. How the fuck are you offended at some shit that you don't even watch? You know what I'm saying? Like, not really a lot of white people that use the word nigga listen to rap music. But as soon as you call them out on saying nigga, the first thing they say is, well, shit, they say it in their music to each other. Why do I have to hear that? You that don't is. Even fucking listen to it. Look, that remember, is. I was talking to you earlier when I said lemons. Mm-hmm. They weren't a naturally occurring thing.
Right.
Like, humans created lemons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they have that saying, when life hand you lemons, make lemonade. But life never gave us fucking lemons. We created our own fucking lemons, and now you trying to tell me to make the best of the goddamn problem. When I don't even have to have that problem. That shit's fabricated. Like, you think I give a fuck what Bill Cosby did back then?
Look, man.
No disrespect to anybody that might have been hurt or whatever, but that shit ain't got nothing to do with my day-to-day motherfucking living. So not just because you plaster it on the news, now all of a sudden I got to say, fuck the Jell-O Man.
Man, look, give me a track. You know what I'm saying? Give me a track to go out to this beat with, right? You know what I'm saying? To this break. What the fuck were you? Look, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got a track you want to play. I'm going to play one of my favorite ones. Then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to roll out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be right back because this thing right here is too hot and it's too heavy. And I got too many goddamn questions. One thing I know for sure is probably going to be around 3. You know what I'm saying? Because this right here is round 2. So, my man, my brother, sitting up here in the One United Radio Studios, and God damn, we talking black on Talk Black to me.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yeah. I ain't your average rapper residing in Calabasas, mashing the Aston through Malagasy and Madagascar. I don't believe in your white Jesus and Last Suppers. I place value on brothers who never had justice. I am the black savage, Ali informing and Zaya fighting for black magic. Rifles and flak jackets, mama was suicidal, papa had bad habits. Product of true survival, rocking like Black Sabbath. Hopping about the Chevy, Pac Biggie Machiavelli. OG like Nas and Reggie, culture like Oxenbelly. Vogue like Akinelli, focus like Dr. Sebi. We did it your way, but now the culture is bopping to our Sinatra medley. I'm limitless energy, they gimmicks and imagery. Kendrick Cole and the Kennedys, lyrical holy trinity. General of the city, they end up promoting silly beef. Keeping it willy deep, Wheezy only a milli beat. Dream chaser facing the enemy like my nigga Meek. Tyler Perry writing my winning speech like it's Emmy week. Heart of gold, never sold my soul, Glock weighs a ton. Hov telling Lori Harvey no with Rock Nation brunch.
One life to live, just don't settle. One life, I'ma live forever. Stand for something, fall for nothing, no. Rest in peace, the dead that's on my soul. You only die once and then you go. Who thought we'd be fighting all along? Who don't know the rights from the wrong? Truth comes to the light behind
how
it
much
all.
More do you want? You wanna send us back to where we came from? Cause we just savages. Well, here's my ass to kiss, yeah, yeah. I made a gold, my nigga. I go back home, I'm a gold, my nigga. We taking all the land back, they stole, my nigga. Cause what you reap now is what you sow, my nigga. Where your soul, my nigga, goddamn.
One life to live, just don't settle. One life, I'ma live for and fall. Stand for something, fall for nothing, no. Rest in peace, the dead that's on my soul. You only die once and then you go. Who thought we'd be fighting all alone? Who don't know the rights from the wrong? Truth comes to the light behind it all.
If I rule the world, I would go return all of the gold that was stole. Reupholster the nose on the Sphinx, it's a world war. Huh, they tryna take the soul out of soul. Niggas say I sold out, I never sold out a show. Even though people drove out in droves, plus a whole lot of hoes, I suppose. On the road to success, you gotta pay the toll, I was told. I don't hang with pawns, I'm Genghis Khan. Slain with a gang of cons that came with guns, who speak the language from the ancient ones. Dangerous, huh? We shine a nigga, shame the sun. Do I move D or stay a Saint Laurent? Cause y'all fashion week in the Saint Milan. Calusa to your Juan Ponce de Leon. Make sure it's peppercorn sauce on my filet mignon, my nigga.
One life to live, just don't settle. One life, I'ma live forever. Stand for something, fall for nothing, no. Rest in peace, the dead, that's on my soul. You only die once and then you go. Who thought we'd be fighting all alone? Who don't know the rights from the wrong? Truth comes to the light behind it.
My
all.
Favorite action, raise my hands up alone with my antenna. Cynica, we born sinner. Killer cause we want dental, try to warn nigga. Better keep on growing, try to stay away from foreign nigga. Better recognize when the devil show his horns. He enjoying his horns like Donald Goins. It's the difference between Yorn and Tamika and Lauren. Young Warren Buffett in the prime, you ain't even knowing. How she pulled to get thick, you just be feeding her corn. With your corny ass, get robbed, why she fucking on your horny ass? Go to jail, tell it all before you ask for your attorney, yeah. Nigga, but you can never be me. Knew who I was before I got out the trap to sell a CD. I been shoulder to shoulder with gangsta facing LAPD. Felony after felony, still to be yelling me free. Now my philosophy is no possession, no apostrophe. Cause ain't no use in being in prison, you ain't got to be. Ironically, we dodged a crazy cracker with hammer. Just how they used the dog, nigga, with braids and bandana. Man, they been more mad killing than the days in the year. One day fighting for it, worth it much of leaving it here. I'm saying.
One life to live, just don't settle. One life, I'ma live forever. Stand for something, fall for nothing, no. Rest in peace, the dead, that's on my soul. You only die once and then you go. Who thought we'd be fighting all along? Who don't know the rights from the wrongs? Truth comes to the light behind it all.
This is Sharon B., co-host of Talk Black to Me, and you're listening to your brother, Ja Ali, on One United Radio.
And that is, sitting here with the king once again.
Mr. King!
Mr. King, not to be introduced, you know what I'm saying, or confused with the king, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's the king.
Shout out to him, dope.
Yeah. Right on. That's why we came back, you know what I'm saying, with that dope. But, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, man, you know.
This is how we do it, man. It's just folks just sitting around the microphone, and we just happen to have access to your ear waves.
That's it.
We on the airways with goddamn access to your ear waves. You know what I'm saying? So, look, bro, we can take this whole different ways. It's too many ways that, you know what I'm saying, I can sit here and pick your brain.
Right.
Because I want to know what you feel about the whole damn pandemic, the whole COVID, the whole... It's, we only got an hour to do this shit in, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to let you just... I want to get into, you know what I'm saying, some of your music and, you know what I'm saying, what's new with you, what's popping. I don't fucking know, you know.
Really, on the music tip, man, ain't too much... Changed since the last time.
And then you done new?
Nah, man, like I told you last time, man, that was it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was it.
Ain't no videos and nothing new?
Nah, man, I'm working on one, you know. Yeah. But I'm working on the video for that 420 Vibes gonna drop here soon. But other than that, man, it's been pretty stationary on the music front.
You trying to keep it on the low. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know.
So this is all just got them opinionated right now.
Yeah,
it's all opinion.
Man,
okay,
you know,
okay. I'm not one to invade nobody's fucking privacy.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But I will be an antagonizing motherfucker.
But speaking of current events, so glad that you brought it up. You know?
Look, it's all love, bro. It's all love.
Yeah, man. Prayers up for that boy DMX, man. I heard shit crazy, man.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right, though.
Yeah, man. You know, whatever way it goes, you know, hopefully for the best, you know. Whatever his situation is, that's it. I don't know him personally.
Yeah.
I feel like that was something that, you know,
I think
they expect you to say.
I think he doggone has some chapters in his book that he has yet to fulfill. You know what I'm saying? And we're all born for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And we don't leave here. We don't depart this section, you know what I'm saying, of our bigger book until we've achieved that reason. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse, you know what I'm saying, me having to take a European standpoint on it, but the two greatest days in your life are the day you're born and then the day you figure out why. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was spoken by Mark Twain, you know what I'm saying? Pardon me, you know what I'm saying? But that there's a reason that we all are in this embodiment. You know what I'm saying?
I think...
Agree or disagree? I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm saying, I think that as human beings, we have to believe that. Like, we're entirely too egotistical to even fathom the thought of we're just randomly here. Like, it ain't no big ass motherfucking nothing about why we here. Like, it was just some accidental shit that happened and this is what happened. Like, we can't believe that. We refuse to, our massive egos refuse to believe that we don't fucking matter. Because our whole life, that's all we've been told. They told us that everything that you could see, touch, or whatever experience is consisted of matter. Mm. And then they tell you that you matter. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They interchange the words. Mm-hmm. And in reality, don't none of this shit matter. You know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you.
And that adds a pressure to it. Because what if you really don't have a purpose and you spend your whole life searching for a purpose so you never feel fulfilled in your motherfucking life because you out there searching for something that you'll never find and then you didn't even get the motherfucking experience. Like, okay, here's a theory. You know, my little country ass always got these little idioms to say. But the humans are always concerned with fucking doing. It's always doing. Do. When you first meet a person, how do you do? What do you do for a living? What do you do for fun? When motherfuckers get ready to get married, what do they say? I do. Like, it's always do. Like, we are not motherfucking human doings. We're human fucking beings, man, and we never fucking be. Like, what if that's the big ass motherfucking answer to the fucking whole question, man? Just be.
And that's pretty profound right there, man. You know what I mean?
On the same horse, but going a different route with it.
What the fuck?
Talk
about some country ass shit.
Douglas Adams wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right? And in the story, I'm not going to go through the whole story, but in the story, this alien race built this supercomputer, and they asked them, what's the answer to the big question? And the computer was like, what's the big question? They said, you know, to life, the universe, everything. So the computer was like, okay, give me 7 million years and I'll get you an answer. So 7 million years pop up and they like, hey, what's the answer? And he was like, the answer, I got it, but you ain't gonna like it.
Ooh.
And they was like, fuck that, we done waited 7 million years, what is it? Computer said, all right, the answer is 42. And they were like, what the fuck? 42? It was like, yeah, the answer to life, the universe, and everything is 42. Now, side note on that, a little scientific Easter egg is back in the day in computer programming, when they're writing the code, the asterisk means whatever you like. But in order for them to enter that during the coding, they have to use the number 42. So the answer to life, the universe, and everything is whatever you make it or whatever you want it to be.
So 42 is like the X, the equivalent to
life, the universe, and everything. It's whatever you make, whatever you want it to
be. There are so many questions I have behind that.
You know I didn't make that one up, man.
No. There are so many questions I have that behind that. And that's one of the great parts about sitting down and talking to you, brother, is that, you know what I'm saying, you provoke even me to think. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that could be a whole nother side conversation that we'll have. You know what I'm saying? 42, so, the number 42.
With that being said, I'm thinking six. With that being said, what's important to you might not be important to me, but that doesn't mean that either one of us is going to have a less fulfilling life because of it. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's whatever you want it to be. Like, the Vikings used to think that once they die in battle, that heaven was them going back to another battle. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that's what they fought for. And that's what made them think they lived a fulfilling life. And they are not wrong. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Some monks believe that they ain't gonna get no pussy, and that's gonna get them into a life of not getting no more pussy.
Then there's like some hell to me, that think, okay,
that they gonna die and get a whole bunch of pussy. You know what I'm saying? So life is whatever you think it is, man. Just don't make it so fucking complicated. Stop worried about doing it. Start fucking being. You're a human fucking being, man. Come on. The answer is in the fucking question. The solution is in the problem. What does it mean to be a human being? Being fucking human. But I should be talking shit. That might be that weed, though, baby. No, never mind.
Hey, look. I'm just sitting here having the opportunity to vibe with you, man. And anytime we get a chance to sit down, you know what I'm saying, and politic the way we do, and then we can slice a little bit of it up and put it on the mic. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's icing on the cake.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From two motherfucking relatively country boys, you know what I'm saying? Just sitting here, goddamn, just spitting some shit, man.
Hey, you know? Man.
So, obviously, bro, this ain't the first one. This ain't the last one, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? But we don't want to bore the people, you know what I'm saying, with our little theories of relativity, you know what I'm saying, all this old bullshit. So, look, man, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and sign this one out. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Do a quick sign off for us. You know what I'm saying? Make a sign.
Already, man. Hey, man, as always, I appreciate you having me, man. And the hospitality is out the motherfucking stratosphere. But, hey, man, it's the Kane, man. It's still here, man. Y'all holler at me where you can, man. You know, everything is It's the Kane. ITZTHAKANG, all the way across the board, Twitter, the gram, all that. So, follow your boy, man. I ain't going to lead you nowhere because I don't be going nowhere.
Right, y'all. And it's your boy, your man, your brother, none other than the one and only host of the world famous Talk Black to Me radio podcast and found love that all black. All real, all the time. Radio Network, One United Radio. Charlie sitting right here, man. And y'all love each other. And don't forget to love yourself first. And we signing off on this one, y'all. Peace.
I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food, let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures, only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret, and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you ask for this story, I put it together to do our dogs some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, because I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange, almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Paso, and Dre's brother, Dan. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right.